This episode of WW Today and this month is brought to you by KingdomStrollers.com. If you're booking your next vacation and you're thinking about lugging a stroller through the airport, taking up trunk space, you don't want to do it. Don't lug that thing through the airport. Don't lug it in the trunk. I'm not talking about your kid. I'm talking about your stroller. Make sure you book it on KingdomStrollers.com. It's cheaper than booking them in the parks, and it's more convenient. They deliver it right to either your hotel or to your vacation home, wherever you're staying, and they pick it up. It's really simple and easy, and the strollers are top-notch. In fact, my wife liked the stroller so much that we rented, she went out to the store and found the same model and bought it, and that's what my twin girls ride in today. Those are, if you want a recommendation, we use the City Mini, the double stroller there. Obviously, you don't need the double. The City Mini Classic is good too. And they have one that's for bigger kids. Like, usually my son who's 4, you wouldn't think he'd need a stroller. And he doesn't necessarily need a stroller, but it is nice to have when he's having to walk, you know, sometimes 10, 12 miles a day.
Yeah.
So you can
get Logan's old hardcore through the parks.
Yeah. So you can get these City Minis that are kind of bigger. And also, they're great for storage to hold your bags and things while you do rides. You don't have to worry about getting lockers. You have to trust the people around you, but you know, we have never experienced any issues. And it's really nice. Make sure you go book it at KingdomStrollers.com. Right, Will?
That's right. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now, here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, December 7th, 2016. This episode, 1542 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will.
And I'm Terry.
Sound like I said WTW today.
Walt Disney World today.
Yes. It's to avoid any sort of trademark violation. That's how it works. You just have to change one letter. Well, as usual, Terry just got back from Walt Disney World. I feel like I say that every week.
You do. You either say he just got back or you say Terry's at Walt Disney World, so he's not joining us this week.
Yeah. I'm back.
Did you see Lynn?
I didn't see Lynn.
Did you attempt?
I did several times.
Two ships passing in the night.
Lynn was like, I'm a little busy. No Terry.
Yeah, he was a busy man.
So you were there. What'd you do? Anything special? Anything new? Drones?
Anything new?
You saw the drones, right?
Saw the drones. They were cool. It was over very quickly.
That's like a 5-minute show, right?
If that.
All right.
That's including the show's about to start announcement.
But it's cool tech from what I've seen.
How was that thing Lynn was worried about the noise level?
Didn't hear the noise at all.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So they're pretty high up in the sky.
Yeah, they're... What's interesting is I was kind of expecting them to kind of take off.
Yeah.
And that'd be part of the show. The show starts with them midair.
So there wasn't like a...
They're just already up there.
They're already up there. And then when it's done, they just...
How do they refuel in midair? They have a tanker?
I don't think they could... They're not continually in midair. You just don't see the takeoff landing.
They
also don't fuel. I have a feeling they... Just powered electricity-wise.
So they're corded?
No. No, 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 no.
I watched kind of from...
This is going really well today, guys.
If you want to know, I had a horrible back injury over the weekend.
And the pressure from the weather is giving Will a headache.
So I'm on a lot of medicine, and Terry's jet-lagged. And Will, what did you say your problem was?
Headache.
Your sinus problem, headache. So we're operating at about 50%, but we're doing it for you guys.
We
know
here.
You're here. The holidays are fast approaching, and we're here to give you your Walt Disney World tips and tricks. A lot of new stuff. I know we did the whole thing about new offerings, then more stuff came out last week. But before we get to that...
I'm going to finish about the drones.
Yes, drones.
So I watched They're Right There by Bongos.
Okay,
and
while it's still in business.
While it's still there. And I did get some kind of...
wafts of stank.
I did get to meet at the conference I was at the folks from Levy's, which controls Portobello, Paddlefish... And Wolfgang Pucks. So those are all in the middle of a bit of an overhaul.
Yeah.
Paddlefish, they just announced that it's going to open in January. That'll be a miracle. But so back to the drones.
Where is that?
Paddlefish is the old boat.
That's what was Fulton's.
Fulton's,
that's right.
Grandpa's,
yeah. Sorry. I remember the name. I couldn't remember why, though.
So my few thoughts on the drones are the show is really, really short. I think what most excites me about the drone show is not the actual show. it's what it means for future tech and what they can possibly do in the future. And what, you know, imagine if at some point they're shooting fireworks off midair like that. You know, if I just think the future is better than the actual. It's if you're at Disney Springs, it's twice nightly. I mean, we literally walked. We were up at Splitsville. I was there for an event and walked down 5 minutes before, had a fine seat.
Yep.
I know people were camping out forever.
But not necessary.
Yeah, it's not necessary. I mean, if you're there on Christmas Day, probably.
But it's all up in the sky.
It's all up in the sky. You kind of have to be on the other side of the buildings. You can kind of see it from Morimoto's area, but not clearly.
All right, cool. Well, I look forward to seeing it. It's running through the end of the year, I think. I think it's, it looks cool from what I've seen video-wise. But like you said, it's kind of one of those things that's like, if you're there, it's a nice little bonus. It's like going to the mall. They have a special Christmas something. It's not necessarily the reason to go out there, but it's cool if you're there.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
It's like the dancing fountains at Opryland.
I'm looking forward to a future laser tag style game with drones in the air.
Yeah.
And you shoot them down and they spiral down.
They have that right now. You can buy a Death Star and you it floats, and then you fly an X-Wing and shoot it. And then when it hits, it kind of spins and then shakes. I don't think it falls to the ground, but you can get that right now for the Christmas season. Remember that laser tag they used to have at...
Uh-huh. That's what made me think of
at it. At Mystery Funhouse.
Uh-huh. And there was a big dome in the...
And like they had little like Darth Vader type things that would shoot you.
Uh-huh.
But they'd shoot you. You want to be able to shoot back.
No, I think you could get points if you shot it.
Did at you? The right time. I just remember getting shot by it. It felt like it was a scam.
Maybe it was.
It was a way to get you out of there quicker.
You had to like hide.
Remember that, Terry?
No, I've never been there.
It was so good.
Well, you missed out.
So holiday-wise at the parks, there's a lot going on. I got to see Jingle Bam, Ding Bingle, whatever, Bam.
Excuse me?
Bam, whatever that.
Jingle Dingle Bam?
Jingle Bam, Jingle Jam over at Hollywood Studios.
Projection Hollywood Studios
show. The Projection Hollywood Studio show.
Which I think the number one reaction to that is the reason that we just found out yesterday that Star Wars is returning for now through the end of the year, next week I think through the end of the year, is probably because the reviews haven't been super solid on that thing. And people love that Star Wars show. Even though I think it's pretty much the same, right? Isn't it the same... Concept of fireworks?
It's the same concept. A couple of the problems with any shows right there is there are palm trees.
Yeah, I know.
That block the majority of your view to the projection. So if they're all in on this projection
it's time to get rid of the palm trees.
The palm trees have got to go or Disney can shrink them or...
I agree. I noticed that. Honestly, all the trees around Hollywood Studios, if they want to do that, they're pretty and I like them. So I'm not saying like get rid of them, but you're right. You can't even see the show.
No.
If you're not right in front of the theater, which is the main reason I did that dessert party, then you see a quarter of the show.
So there was a nice couple from Alabama, young couple, just recently married. I think their review sums it up the best.
16 and 17 years old.
No, they were in their 20s.
It was a joke. Alabama joke.
Yeah.
How old was your mom when she got married?
19.
19? There you go.
Well, but... Later in that month, she was turning 20. So
yeah. I think Amanda's mom was just turned 18.
Uh-huh.
So
my grandmother, 16.
Yep, there you go. She's not that far off. We're not generalizing here.
If you're from Alabama, I apologize.
Will's from Alabama.
Yeah.
Will was born not in Alabama. He was spent a lot of time there.
Yeah.
My wife is from Alabama.
Roots.
My home is in Alabama. That's where
no matter where I live.
Yeah. Southern born, Southern...
Bread?
I thought dead. No. All right. Go ahead.
So their review after the show, it was over. They kind of, you know, we had made some small talk with them, and they were like, wow, I miss the Osborne lights.
Yeah.
So the kind of the plot of the show is the prep and landing elves, you know, Santa's been kidnapped. And so you see the prep and landing, which most people haven't even seen. I've seen like 2 minutes of it.
I've seen one of the prep. Is it the same? Have they only done one movie, prep and landing?
No clue.
I don't know. But I've seen the first one.
And the whole thing is there's these elves that kind of a few people know about. And then there's these random like Disney clips that are just kind of... You and I have talked about this before. We've talked about it even on the show.
Yeah.
How it feels like some of these things are like, hey guys, next Tuesday it's going to be Christmas. Should we do a show? I don't know, Bill. Let's do a show. Hey, what do you got? Oh, we got some prep and landing clips over here in the closet. Let's just slap that on there. That's kind of what it felt like, you know?
Christmas World of Color always had a little bit of that, too. So they had Olaf. But it was always odd. It was like, all right, we're cutting away to, you guys remember Beauty and the Beast 3, Home for the Holidays? Like, it was like that. Like, it was always these clips of movies. Like, when did that happen?
Was that a movie?
Why does that animation look not not stellar. Oh, yeah, that was a direct-to-video release in 1997. But
yeah, I think the park right now that has the most wow for the holidays is Epcot. Santa is at... We tried to meet Santa on the day after, on this, I guess, the Saturday of Thanksgiving.
At where?
At Hollywood Studios. And that was a 4.5 hour pager wait.
Oh, wow. At least it's a pager wait, though.
So we sat that one out. Epcot has a lot, you know, obviously the Candlelight Processional. We went to see that.
Who'd you see?
Stephen Curtis Chapman. Because, oh, nice. You know, you can't see, you know,
you can't see him in this building.
He's in the building we recorded pretty much every day. But we've seen him several times.
Could have seen NPH the next day.
The next day. But all of the, like, the dining options were gone. And
yeah,
the only way really to sensibly see that show is if you do the dining package. That way you're not waiting in line for hours. We had fantastic seats. We didn't wait in any. We just literally walked up when our, you know, 15 minutes before the show through the little path where our tickets were available. And that show's fantastic. All of the.
Yeah, I watched the whole Neil Patrick Harris one because Think Inside the Magic was streaming it. So I watched a live stream of it. And I forgot. It's been a couple years since I've gone to see it. It is an amazing show. I can't recommend that one enough. And get the dining package if you can. I know it's sometimes the people say it's not the most ideal seat, but especially if it's one of those big narrators. You know, at least you don't have to worry about wasting your
almost day. All of the theater, except for what's special guests, is reserved for that now. Okay.
My favorite highest praise that comes from Logan is I can't recommend that one enough. Because you say it at the best moments, and it tricks my mind that you're going to say, I can't recommend that to you.
At all.
But then you go, I can't recommend that enough. And it's like, ooh, a little plot twist at the end.
That's why Logan's a
good storyteller.
They say that.
The storytellers around the Showcase Pavilion are great if you've never done that with your family. So if you go to all the countries, they have someone from each kind of holiday persuasion or their version of, you know, the French, they have the Father Noel.
Pretty much all the Santas.
All the Santas.
But no Krampus.
No Krampus.
People said that. Why in Germany? And I think one of our friends said they like asked some of the staff to like tell them the story of the Krampus in Germany. Come on, we need Krampus in Germany, right, Will?
I don't like the word Krampus.
I know. I like to bring it up. I've said enough on Horror Nights. I had a lot of that scare zone. I don't like having to say it here now.
Old Christmas demons.
Yep.
The newest addition is there's a few of the food and wine pavilions still left up, and they've kind of done Christmas-themed meals, which is kind of fun if you're kind
like
of...
What?
There was a...
Turkey and cranberry sauce.
There was a holiday kind of sandwich thing. There was tamales.
You know what? When I think of Christmas, I think of tamales.
Actually, in most of Latin America, that's a huge part of... Their Christmas tradition is
also
the family gets together.
It's part of daily life, probably, as well.
Well, the family gets together and makes them together.
The Yule log in France?
Yes.
Everybody, yeah.
That was an option.
There's a lot of silences in this episode.
Apparently, no one's in the Christmas spirit
today. I'm in the spirit. So what else did you do, though? Anything special? Because, I mean, you've been so often that I feel like we've been since they've put up Christmas stuff.
I feel like we should just change the name of the show. It's Terry's Trip Report.
Terry Goes to Disney World.
Yeah.
I don't have another trip planned for at least a few months.
That's what you say every time we bring this up.
I'll be there probably before the end of the year. I'm planning on it. And I'm not sure what I'll do. The crowds get so crazy.
I'll go before the end of the year. I don't know what I'll do. The crowds get so crazy.
True.
I know. It's just...
I may just hit the beach or something like that.
Yeah, do it.
Because or hit the villages.
So I was in town. The fine folks at Visit Florida invited me to an event that they host. And so we got to do a few, I don't know, kind of VIP things. And one of them was as they rented out part of Raglan Road for us. And that was fun. I hadn't been to Raglan Road on the inside in a really long time. And I guess they're doing live music regularly inside, which I had never seen before.
Really?
No, because I've
only been doing that for about 25 years now, Terry.
Every time I've gone, it's like in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, I've never, it's not one of those places that's high on our dinner list. So
usually bring in the U2 cover band.
Yeah, that they weren't there. There was some kind of like that folk just banjo.
Yeah, I was there. I ate there maybe 3 or 4 months ago. It was actually solid. It was good. You get a reservation, which is nice,
I've always liked Raglan Road.
Uh-huh.
And then for our closing event was at Art Smith's homecoming. Yeah. And Art Smith himself was there kind of hosting us. And
that's cool.
It was really great. The food was fantastic, as always. They had the all the cakes you could try, everything. And it was just, it was really great.
They have Cigar City on tap there. Did you have it?
I did not.
You did not?
I did have the Smoky Mountain Apple Pie Moonshine.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
If they want to sponsor, I'm a fan. But if not,
bad
I'm not a fan.
They
were handing them out.
They have Cigar City on tap there. And you went with, it's okay. It's okay.
I didn't know that was an option.
I only know that because Tim sent me a message saying, hey, if you want it locally, that's a good place to go get it. And I was kind of like, or we can drive 30 more minutes and go to the brewery. But it's my brother-in-law came with a surprise gift. Not really surprise. I requested it. Of you can get Cigar City beer in Birmingham and Alabama or all over Alabama, but you can't in Tennessee.
It's just bizarre because historically, it's like, Alabama, yeah, you can't get anything good.
Yeah, yeah, so he... So he brought me up a bunch.
Sorry. You can't get any good beer.
There
sorry.
You go.
Not to rag on Alabama more. Yeah. I love Alabama. I'm there a lot of times.
You were there
year.
Like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he came in and gave me a nice gift of an assortment of Cigar City brews. So it was very nice of him. I sent a picture to Richard Christie from the Howard Stern Show, who's been on Scare Zone. He was as jealous as I wanted him to be. So it's exciting. But nice. You didn't have any Cigar City. You had Smoky Mountain Moonshine straight from the great Gatlinburg region, which I believe, right?
Our prayers for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they did okay.
I think it is in that area, though.
Yeah, I think it is. When I was driving through Gatlinburg the other week, I remember seeing the big sign for it.
You got to do that. We got to do some outside the park things. We got to spend a little time kind of in the backstage area over at Medieval Times. And I forget how much I love Medieval Times.
It's the greatest.
It's just a fun, the show is great.
Yeah, full disclosure, they've hooked Terry up and they've hooked me up. But it's one of my favorite things.
Still waiting for my hookup, Medieval Times.
Well, next time you go.
Next time we'll do
it, because they're awesome. And I love Medieval Times so much. I mean, it's not like you're writing home about the food, but the rest of the experience is a blast. And man, I thoroughly enjoy it. So
they toured this like village that's behind the place that I had never been to.
The torture museum, right?
I went for a school field trip.
Yes. A Boy Scout troop, maybe?
No, it was school. It was a school field trip. We went to Medieval Times and toured the village. They have the blacksmith. They do have the torture chamber. I don't know if they still have the blacksmith, but at the time it was like an operating village. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a glass blower.
See, I've been trying to talk to them. I want to see if, like, that'd be the perfect place to do our Scare Zone meetup in the Museum of Torture.
Museum of Torture.
It'd be hysterical.
You know, glass blowing, very dangerous profession.
I did know that.
Yeah.
That's why they got rid of it in the Norway Pavilion.
Right. You get all the glass particles in your lungs.
Oh, I did not know that. I thought you should burn yourself. Maybe.
No. Like, because it's like smoking glass.
If you guys are glass blowers out there and you want to send us anything, you know.
We'll take it, but consider your options.
You know, I did want to actually.
On the line.
This is cut Terry off. But we got a lovely gift, and I just want to say thank you to the people at Trader Sam's Coffee. They're not a sponsor here, but they sent us an assortment of all of their new coffee and a mug and really like a care package. And I have to say that to you guys who have products out there, we do obviously take advertisement sponsorship anytime, but if you do just want us to sample it, I've kind of said this. If we like it, I'll mention it. If we don't like it, I just won't mention it. So if you have something out there you think we may like, I'm okay with it. I like helping out companies, much like Circa 1955 or some of these companies that are smaller upstarts that are kind of in the Disney realm. I like being able to help out. Even if you don't have money for sponsorship, happy to do so. Check out. I mean, the Trader Sam's, I'd say their branding is on point.
And our folks around the office have really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So
that banana cream?
Banana pie.
Banana pie.
Skipper's Brew. So again, they're not advertisers, but it was a lot of fun. Sorry, back to Medieval Times.
Yeah, Medieval Times was great. And, you know, I think so often, I know you guys give us a hard time when we talk about things that aren't on property, but if you go regularly, there's a lot of great things that are off property. One of the things we got to do was visit both of the hotels that are in Celebration, the Malia, which used to be the Mona Lisa, and then the Bohemian Celebration, which are both beautiful hotels.
Because I stayed with the Mona Lisa. I actually knew the former owner of the Mona Lisa, and it was, I think it was during some of their darker times. It was not the greatest. So, but you had a good time there?
I had a great time. They were both.
Maybe they put a lot.
They've both had huge investments, and you know, refits and stuff. And I think, you know, if you're looking for somewhere that's kind of a little more relaxing to stay, I'd highly recommend staying in Celebration. We took a tour on a little golf cart, and we got kind of all the history of Celebration.
Yeah.
And it feels like Celebration's kind of back on the upswing there for a while. I was like, oh, Celebration, what happened?
Is anything in the movie theater now?
there's talk. There's two or three things that are in talks to come in the movie theater. Yeah. Still empty.
Yeah. Yeah, because last time I checked, someone told me they did actually finally rent it, but it wasn't to become a movie theater. So we'll see what comes out there. That's the one I saw right now, still at Celebration. I love it. But it's like, that was sort of the icon. And with it being out of business, it's always just looked a little sad at the end. So hopefully they find something.
Because it's a huge part of the downtown signage.
Right. And AMC signed their lease for like a ton of 20, 30 years.
2022 is when the lease expired.
Yeah, but so they've been trying to like sublease it out because they've put so much money into the Downtown Disney one. They don't really need the Celebration one. Well, that's cool. I'm planning on going down. I don't know how much holiday stuff I'll do. I do plan on doing Universal's holiday things because my boy is really into the Grinch right now. And so I want to take him to Grinchmas. But I don't know how much Disney I'll hit purely just because we're about a week away from crowds going from like pretty high. Like, how were crowds when you were there?
The first Saturday they were kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Actually, what was interesting is Disney Springs. You can really tell that like the revitalization is paying off.
Right.
And the fact that there's a drone show, I think that's really, it'll be interesting to see when there's not a show. They had a really cool thing that I hadn't really heard a lot about, which was the Christmas Tree Trail. It's over by, it kind of runs from, you enter by Once Upon a Toy, and it runs actually where the old drop-off for the Marketplace bus stop was. And those were super cool. They were themed about a bunch of Disney movies. They had a villains one, and they had one for Jungle Book.
Are they for Frozen. Sale, or is it just...
No, just like, it's a little trail you walk, and it's soap snowing, you know, and it has all of the, you know, the different movies and their different themed ones. There was a Mickey and Minnie themed one and a Jungle Book and a Frozen one. And I think there was like 10 or 15 trees.
That's cool.
Winnie the Pooh one. Super fun. A great little photo op. I think Disney Springs for the holidays is one of those great things. You know, if you're down there and you're wanting to be in, like, you know, you going to the beach but wanted to go to Orlando for a little bit, yeah, get a little of that Disney magic.
For sure.
But not brave the parks. Disney Springs has got a lot going on for sure.
Yeah, after our day during the 45th, I'm just nervous to really brave the parks during that. Especially it has to do with some personal stuff. If I'm down there at a time when I know parks are slammed, I just don't plan on hitting them too much. Just because I know how crazy it can be. But I hope to at least get some Disney and definitely get some Universal in. Which helps. I know some people at Universal, so it can be a little less crazy. But man, I'm glad you had a good time. And I do have to say, you mentioned photos. I have a confession to make. So I was trying to pull up a PhotoPass photo yesterday to show them of Riker on Splash Mountain, and I realized I get all of your photos.
Yeah, our photos are now linked. I was actually going to mention that.
So I have a great picture with you and Sadness, you know, hugging.
Yes.
You did that meet and greet. Have you done that meet and greet before?
I hadn't.
So okay,
well, let's talk about meet and greets.
Okay.
When we were there, the Moana meet and greet opened, and man, freaking fantastic.
Like the experience in it. Because I've heard mixed on your photos look okay.
So where it is, it's in the back of One Man's Dream.
Yeah. Which, when you mean that, like, what do you mean? So like where the theater was or is?
No. Like where the when Fantasyland was redone, the huge like Magic Kingdom model was there.
Okay.
So if you pass Walt saying experimental prototype community.
But you go into One Man's Dream.
You go into One Man's
Not
Dream.
Not like that where they had the Jack Sparrow and they had the Narnia thing. Like
no,
okay. It's in
Doctor Strange is doing some like meet and greet things over there. And a little mini show over there, which is fun.
Doctor Strangelove.
So yeah, Moana was absolutely great. The whole, was it Roddy?
Michael Roddy, who's a friend of the other show, but a friend in general. He's show directing. I mean, he did Star Wars stuff that you saw in the announcement. But yeah, I know he had a huge bit to do with that Moana.
Yeah, just the queue for that. Normally when they throw those together, it's just like...
Because it's temporary.
It's temporary. It's obviously not going to be there very long.
Yeah.
But, you know, all of the carpets were like digitally printed on. The walls were digitally printed on. Scenes from the movie. They're digitally projecting a waterfall. You kind of went behind the, quote unquote, behind the waterfall. And then you got to meet Moana. And it looked like, I mean, you were on the beach there in Hawaii.
Yeah, well, that picture is cool. I think maybe that's what you mean. It's like, usually it's very clear, like, here is the floor, here is a backdrop. But your photo looks very seamless of the beachfront and then up into the...
Kind of stand on the sand to take a picture with her. And that was super great. I got to do the Sadness and Joy
at
Epcot. And that queue is great as well.
I've seen it. Riker had no interest in doing it.
There's no fast pass for it. So if you're going at Christmas, you're going to wait.
Yeah.
This was my first time ever actually using, because the annual pass has now come with the PhotoPass Plus.
Yeah.
It was my first time really using my Disney experience. And I'm a fan. Like,
oh yeah,
I really enjoyed just how and it's fast. I mean, you're getting them half the time.
Your photos.
Yeah, as soon as you get out of line, yeah. You know, they're there.
I do notice, and it was the same with yours, that they do kind of hedge their bets, I feel like. So I've always ended up with like a few different people on like, oh, I got a few other randos on Splash Mountain.
Especially on rides.
Yeah.
They're going to like give you a few before and after.
Right. So it's always like, oh, look, I have these people. Or my favorite ones, I have quite a few on Splash Mountain of just empty, empty logs.
Empty cars.
Yeah.
You know, and I've found the new things they're adding, you know, it seemed like when we were there, because you guys recorded last week, yeah. And we were talking right before you recorded, it felt like every 30 seconds they were announcing something. Yeah. A lot of the things they're announcing are kind of extra things.
Yeah. I mean, most are extra money, but I feel like they're, and we should talk about this a little bit, is right pretty much an hour after we recorded, really after we released, they announced another new service, which is this Express Bus service, which is pretty neat. I'd say of all these the little extra add-ons, I haven't tried it, obviously, so I don't know. If you have tried it, let us know, because I think it launches in the next week or so. I'm curious how it works, because it would take and for you guys that don't know, it's an upcharge. I believe it's, maybe we can find the pricing.
$15 per person.
Per day.
Or I think 25
for multi-day, yeah. 24, 25.
Do you know how many days that is?
It's
your length of stay?
Length of hopper.
Okay. Length of hopper. What about me for as an AP holder?
You can't get the multi-days.
You can't get the multi-day.
I only could get one day.
The 15.
Yep. Okay.
Man, if it was there when I would have used it, because you're in the park. Like in Animal Kingdom, it's right there by the safari. So you're not only in the park, but you're like deep in the park.
Right.
And
so it's by the safari. It's also by
Toy Story.
Buzz
Lightyear in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear. And then it's by the Rock and Roller Coaster. And then where is it? Is Epcot by Spaceship Earth, I think, somewhere in that area. I'm not positive on that one.
The amount of time that it takes to hop at Disney, even from monorails.
Yeah.
You're looking at almost 2 hours
yeah.
at times, you know, 60 to...
At least an hour.
So if you're... And if security lines are long, particularly at the holidays...
Yeah.
Now, I don't think they're doing it at the holidays. I think there's some blockout dates. But, man, I think it's a fantastic... Especially, you know, if you're at Disney, you know, I meet people all the time that are like, yeah, we're here for 2 weeks. You're not going to use that service. But if you... Like, you know, like you and I were a couple weeks ago. It's just like we were there for a
couple of days. Yeah. Yeah, I would do it, especially with kids. I mean, that's going to be my main thing, is that the amount of time it takes me to load up my car, get the kids in car seats, get out there. Even if we don't use car seats, say we use the bus services normally or even just the monorails, just the length of delay that takes is where we don't ever park hop. The only times we park hop is if, like, we'll do morning one park, go home, go back to your hotel, and then we'll go somewhere else in the afternoon. But rarely do we go park to park now with the little kids. And a lot of it has to do with transportation. The fact that I can know, and I think it leaves every half hour, and know that it's scheduled like half an hour.
You schedule, right? Don't you schedule the...
No, I think it leaves every half
hour. The boats, you schedule it at the Grand Floridian.
Right. This is every half hour. I think on the half hour.
Yeah.
And knowing that that's a service that I could do, and we could all load up on a bus and go and be in the park, because deep in the park, not just at the entry point... really makes it. I don't want to oversell it because I haven't done it. But if it delivers what it says it's going to deliver, I'm really for this one. I don't love that I can't get a multi day as an annual pass holder, so I feel like that's kind of crap. But I guess I could have at least said, hey, let's do it. How about for annual pass holders, $25 for a week? You know, can we
or length of resort stay if you're staying on property, especially.
Yeah, I don't really love that's something they've done. I don't like when they don't do these for annual pass holders, the hardcore fans. But I do understand it, and I do think lots. I've got some people complain.
I think it's mostly also the fact that it's harder to pin it to an AP, because the multi-day service being $24 per person, it's the length of that park hopper ticket. So it's doing it as a $15 per person as an AP. You know what I mean? Like, it's a logistical headache.
Yeah.
Rather than, so they should say it's like max of 4 days or something, or
that's what I mean.
Like, yeah, like I understand the problem being like, oh, I wish that they'd give this to the loyal AP people, but I think because I did think long and hard about this. I'm like, that's weird. It's not for one. I think it's a logistical problem.
Yeah, I think it definitely is.
But I think it's also that, and this may be a fallacy, like in Disney's mind, but the annual pass holders have more options. And they're really
they're probably not using the express services.
They're helping those people that only have a limited time because they have a park hopper ticket maximize their experience.
Yeah.
So that I was like, okay, well, I get it. Like, someone that has an AP is probably going to go back at another time.
Yeah.
That they can almost afford to have a little bit of extra travel time. I know, like I said, it's not necessarily a logical, like, the right way to look at it, but I do see it as like, okay, let's help these people that have this one vacation with park hoppers get as much as they can.
Yeah, and one of the other things I did was I went and checked out D-Living, which I was really excited coming to Disney Springs.
I don't know what that
is. They kind of announced it as like a home goods store.
Okay.
And there was like, you were kind of thinking, oh yeah, I remember when like, you and I have talked about this before, where they had this store where you get like stuff for your house that was Disney themed. I was kind of thinking it was that. Not so much. It was just kind of a bunch of Christmas stuff shoved in a random empty store at Disney Springs, which seems to unfortunately be the theme of like, let's just throw something. It was definitely, we threw this together. And the other thing,
I know anything about it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, the buses start today if you're listening to this.
Oh,
so, cool. So let us know if you got to do it. I want to hear your review.
Very cool. And another thing that I got to experience offsite was Wild Florida, which I never even knew was a thing. I'd heard of Gatorland. Mm. It's right there kind of at the intersection by the Florida Turnpike, by the airport. There's a airboat rides, all the like gator kind of stuff. But if you're there and it's busy, it's a good... I think the holidays, especially knowing you're going down when it possibly might be crazy busy,
yeah.
Those off-property things are great opportunities to do in Central Florida.
Or anything with a reserved seat. Like you said, like Medieval Times or a dinner show.
Yeah.
Something that you know going in, okay, I'll be fine.
I was talking with the people from Kissimmee and Visit Orlando. And I think they figured out that it was like, if you just did all of the attractions in Orlando, just an 8-hour day, that you'd be there months. I think it was like 4.5 months that it would take you if you just did those attractions, because there's so much to do.
Yeah, let's just be honest, though. Like, 1/4 of them are the ones you want to do.
Yeah, I mean,
how many go-kart tracks can we do here, Terry? No, I'm just kidding.
But there's probably a month.
No, there's a ton of stuff to do
that are fun.
Yeah, and I'm constantly trying to explore those options and find out new things to do while we're there. Especially, like I said, getting in and out of the parks has become more difficult with the kids. So, what can we do to maximize our time and maximize the fun? Like I always talked about Crayola. I've talked about these other options we've done, and I am a big fan of those. But I'm excited, man. And anything from the Star Wars announcement that there was nothing really to really cover. One of the good things, if you're planning your Star Wars kid, you're planning it for next year, Star Tours is returning back to the randomized slot machine version of it, which I think is a plus. I loved going to Jakku, but I'm excited to be able to travel anywhere. I've missed Hoth. The fact that I've never been able to go to Hoth, it's been a bummer. So I look forward to that again. They announced a tour. We don't know anything really about it.
Seven-hour Star Wars tour. If you guys have any guesses of what you're going to be doing for 7 hours, would you tweet us?
What I hope is that they come up with just something awesome and that we don't know. Maybe there's stuff that's super exclusive they're going to be able to do with guests, but I don't understand it because it is just quick service at Backlot Express is my assumption because they said quick service Star Wars food.
Right. I can't figure out how to spend 7 hours at Hollywood Studios. So I'm just... I don't understand how they're going to come up with 7 hours of Star Wars publicity.
We'll see.
Maybe you try all the costumes that are $5,000 or $6,000 on in the launch bay.
Lots of photo ops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just constantly putting on Stormtrooper outfit. Okay, take off the Stormtrooper outfit.
Maybe you get to
an hour.
I do like that they don't call them Death Troopers in the parks. That was one of the things I noticed last night when they announced them. They're called like the Elite Force of something.
What's a Death Trooper?
Death Trooper's new thing in Rogue One. It's these big, like Stormtroopers with their black armored and they have these crazy masks.
Spoiler alert.
But the toys all say Death Trooper, but of course, for if they're coming to Disney World, they're like the assault advanced unit. They're like, we're not going to put Death Troopers.
They're the D team.
Right.
What's the D team? Death Trooper.
All right. Anything else we need to cover, Will?
No, I think that's good, guys.
What are we going to title this thing?
We're going to call it Terry Goes to Disney Again.
Again.
Yeah. Again, again.
Yeah, I think we already did that one. I think we've done that already once.
Well, let's look back and see what it says and then just add another
again. Okay, sounds good. All right. We're no Lynn today because we didn't want to bring him into this train wreck of an episode. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I know it's a bit rambly.
There's a lot of long, awkward silence.
There were. You just leave him. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you guys for listening to this. Hopefully you made it all the way through, and I don't blame you if you don't. But if you did, make sure to check out our good friends and sponsors for December as well, Kingdom Strollers. If you want to get in touch with them again, that's at kingdomstrollers.com. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And we'll see you on the next show.